This is the Top Agents Playbook podcast, episode 25.
Welcome to the Top Agents Playbook podcast, your source for the very best tools, tips, and ideas used by real estate's top performers. Now here's your host, Ray Wood.
The funny thing about real estate websites is that every agent knows they need one, but very few actually build one, and even fewer get it right. Since the birth of the internet as we know it in the early 90s, the real estate industry has raced to embrace technology, but not everyone has succeeded. Even in the last 2 years, technology has shifted so much, and what worked in 2012, for example, is totally different now. The reason why real estate websites are so important is because your potential sellers are deciding on whether or not they will contact you based on not just your site, but things like the copy you use, the quality of your images, and how easy your site is to navigate. For example, I'm amazed that so many real estate websites make their visitors jump through hoops just to find a phone number. And so many sites invite you to make contact, then make you fill out a form to send a simple email. Why wouldn't you want to make it as easy as possible for a potential new client to send you a quick message by hyperlinking your email address so one click throws your email into a send message in their email application? Or even better, invite them to text you with your number on the front page of your site. Then the search engine optimization and how you're actually being found online. I believe that right now we're at the crossroads. Just take a look at the interrupters that have changed industries in the last few years. Look at what Airbnb is doing to the hotel and accommodation industry, or what Uber is doing to taxis. Is real estate immune from this kind of change? I honestly don't know, but it begs a simple question. Given the massive change that's happening with online applications and internet-enabled businesses right now, how can you benefit from this consumer shift to reach more potential clients and connect in better ways? Well, it's been an awesome summer. Our little cottage has played host to some great summer parties and entertained a heap of visitors. A few weeks ago, Christine and I were delighted to have Brisbane website and WordPress expert Vinnie Tortorella stay with us for a few days, and I recorded this interview with him because I wanted his opinion as to where we're heading with real estate websites and share his answers with you. I also set up my iPhone to video our interview, and you can watch it at topagentsplaybook.com/25. Well, hi everybody, it's Ray. We're at the cottage. I'm with Vinnie Tortorella. How are you going, buddy?
Good, mate. Thanks for having me, Ray.
Vinnie's, it's my pleasure, and thank you for doing this little interview with me. Vinnie is on vacation from Brisbane, Queensland. He's on his way to New York City, then he's going to go to San Francisco and Phoenix and New Orleans, and he's stopped off here in Toronto. We're just up north of Toronto. And he bought me a little care package, including some Allen Snakes, which is my favourite all-time lollies, or candy as they call them here. And what Australian care package would be complete without the ubiquitous and much-loved Vegemite?
The best from Oz, my friend. The best from Oz.
It certainly is. So thanks, buddy, for
you're
that.
Welcome,
and
you're
an
welcome.
Aussie flag that we've already run up the flagpole here at the cottage. So pretty pumped about that.
Hoisted that one last night.
Today, I want to talk about how to build a really good real estate website. Now, what you might know about Vinnie, if you've seen any of our best agents or a lot of our locked-on graphics and communiques and flyers and brochures and websites, the things that we've done, email, HTML, headers, things like that, the really cool cutting-edge graphics, courtesy of this guy here. And at the team at Media Mojo as well. But Vinnie has been instrumental in creating a lot of that wonderful content. And for that, I thank you. It's been awesome. And
it's been great. Great to work on it.
Connecting with you has been such a great thing for our business and for our clients as well, because now we're doing print-ready ads. And Vinnie's done a lot of that work there as well. So today I want to get into building a great real estate website. Because I'm getting so many, I get an email a day. Should I have my website? How should it be built? How should it look? And one of the reasons I wanted to grab Vinny for this interview is because Vinny is one, I'd say, one of the best experts anywhere in WordPress. And you describe WordPress as a contact management system?
Content management system, yeah, okay. CMS.
So I'll stop talking and you start talking. Tell us why, Roxy, take it easy, mate. Tell us why real estate agents should be using WordPress as their contact management system and the basis for their website.
Yeah, sure. I mean, in this day and age, without a content management system, a website just basically won't thrive at all. One of the best things about WordPress is you don't need a full-time web designer to be at your beck and call. The greatest thing is you can log on to the back end of your website, update the content really, really simply, whether it be listings, whether it be, you know, simple things like changing details on a contact page. The way that WordPress is built, the language is easy to understand. Pages are called pages, posts are called posts, and basically anything that you want can plug into your WordPress website with a bit of research and knowledge. You can have something really, really cool and really, really functional in a matter of weeks rather than months or years.
Okay.
So it's come a long way where your web designer now will be able to put something together for you that will last, but then you can update.
Yeah.
And it's hassle-free. Yeah.
With the Top Agents Playbook website, which is a WordPress website, I can get in there. I can upload all my podcasts. I can upload this video onto the page. I can produce this in.
You're going to edit this video first, right?
I might edit it. Take out all my ums and ahs. But that's such an important thing to me, and it's what we call WYSIWYG. I call it WYSIWYG. What you see is what you get.
What you see is what we get.
When you log into the back end, you can change it. You can use different fonts often. You can upload images. You can make it look awesome, basically, and you can do it all yourself. The days of having to get your web guy on the phone and change things are long gone. So I want to get into this today because it's pretty important because the world is moving so fast. And I believe every business is an internet business because people are going to be searching you no matter what you do. And we're talking about real estate, I know, but no matter what you do, people are going to be looking to you for answers and they're going to be trying to find you online as well.
Absolutely. And once they land on your online presence, they want to feel comfortable. They want to feel like, you know, it's your brand, what you're trying to sell, what you're trying to give that end user. It really needs to come across like $1 million.
Yep.
And you've only got 2 or 3 seconds to capture that user's interest.
Yes.
And you need to come across like really slick, blemish free, and you know, you've only got one chance.
Okay. Let's rewind. Let's unpack that a little bit. Let's say I'm a real estate agent. I've either got a crappy website now or nothing at all, and I want to take things to the next level. Why do I need a website and why does it need to be built in WordPress?
Sure. Well, the reason you need a website, obviously, as you said here, you need that online presence. You need to give your potential clients somewhere to go as a first point of contact. So the reason why you need that website is to capture users, potentially their details, but also convict them or I suppose get them over the line to get in contact with you. So an online presence needs, an instrument to get someone to interact with you. So building a WordPress website will allow you to do that quite simply. And not only can you capture those details, but you can create a database of users and a list of contacts that you can, you know, as a list of prospects, which you can later market through WordPress and its available plugins. So it's really a great all-in-all package.
Speaking of plugins, we were just talking about a plugin called MailPoet.
MailPoet.
Tell me how that works.
Well,
because I think that's quite exciting. I know you're with Excite Media,
yeah.
And check out excitemedia.com. Tell me about MailPoet.
So MailPoet is, if anybody's familiar with autoresponders or mailing lists, where usually it's a third-party sort of website that will handle mail-outs to all your prospects and your clients. So that's all great. MailPoet actually plugs into WordPress directly, so you don't need to go to a third-party website to create lists or manage the statistics or create mailouts or autoresponders. You can do it all through a very small plugin on WordPress, which is very easy to use.
And it's free, isn't it?
It's free up to 2,000 subscribers.
Okay.
But I mean,
it's free to get started.
Yeah, it's a great way to get started. And even the paid plans are very, very affordable in terms of the power that you've got. But the best thing about it is it's really, really easy. It's all in one section. You can check who's opened your email, when they've opened it. You can create different prospect lists, so you can manage different sorts of groups. And you can construct the email itself very, very easily. And it will look $1 million. That's the biggest thing I find is when a user will create a mail out, what they create is probably good enough for them, but not good enough for the end user. The end user has high expectations.
Yeah.
You can't forget about that.
And if they don't get it from you, they'll get it from the next guy.
They'll get it from the next guy because they look better.
Yeah.
They're more slick. They use the right colors, the right fonts. With MailPoet, it does it all for you. And yeah, so it's fantastic.
Let's just apply the MailPoet and the process around that to real estate. So I have my real estate site, and say you're a Best Agents member, just as an example, you might have a copy of your book or my book on the front page of your website. You can download a copy of this book. You're going to put in your first name, Vinny, and then your email, vinny@excitemedia.com. And you will, using MailPoet as an autoresponder or a drip email mailer, you will automatically be receiving, if I'm the agent, it's my website, emails from me for the next whatever I want to program?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So you can set up a drip feed or an autoresponder for once a month, or you can have like a digest. So at the end of the quarter or whatever, it will collect all the posts that you've got and we'll send it to the user and say, hey, if you missed anything, check this out. You can have links within the email, so you can download PDFs.
Yep.
You can make special one-off emails to target specific clients. Yeah, the power is unimaginable.
Like, yeah. So why do I need a website if I'm a real estate agent? I know we covered off a little bit of that before, but I still get these questions, and I'm going to kind of answer it a little bit, because I've got this philosophy that people have kind of made a decision about who they're going to hire almost before we speak.
Exactly. Like, for example, it goes back to the expectation thing,
yeah.
I strongly believe, and, you know, everyone is on their phones.
Yeah.
Right, everyone's got a device.
Yeah.
I think the days are gone where people will call up and want to arrange a face-to-face interview.
Yeah,
I think people are more comfortable with dealing with a digital presence that will take care of or answer their questions before they get in contact. It's sort of it builds that trust.
Yep.
Before they engage with the actual real estate agent or the person behind the business.
Yeah,
because if you can build that trust, that connection online. I think that's 80% of the battle, to be honest.
Yeah, okay. So that's really cool. We've got a great-looking website. Somebody's found us. We've got our search engine optimization working. That might be another discussion for another vacation, actually. Sure. That's a whole session. But somebody's found us online. The good thing about a WordPress site with this MailPoet plugin is that I can keep in touch with that person. Say I write a weekly blog, things that are happening in my neighborhood, anything to do with real estate might be a great result. We've had a new listing. I'm going to write a little blog, a little article about it. I can send that out to my list as well as people just on the random autoresponder. I can do a fresh mail anytime I want.
Exactly.
And I can direct them to the blog on my website. So I'm reintroducing them back to my website, which I really like.
Exactly. And it goes back to, you know, each individual email, you can link back to specific sections of the site for the blog, or if you create a page that's specific to, say, something's topical, like, for example, something in the economy, or there's, you know, good knowledge on the area, an area is growing, you can make a blog post. The newsletter is a good tool to, I suppose, give people sort of bits and pieces of information to attract them back to the major article.
Yeah, something that's relevant to their area.
Correct. And
yeah, that sort of thing. Yeah. Okay, cool. Can we talk about approximate costs? What should I be investing in something like this? I'm not going to hold you to it, but what kind of a budget to have a really good website that I'm competing with somebody out there?
Sure. Well, I guess the costs involved, it used to be that a web company would would tie you into a contract where there's, you know, you're paying them sort of $1,000 to $1,500 a month to maintain it and all this sort of stuff. That's okay.
Those days are gone.
Those days are gone, but the model sort of changed in terms of what you're paying for.
Yeah.
It used to be you're paying, you know, a company to code it up and redesign things and add graphics. It's sort of still the same in terms of the graphic part of it, but straight off the bat, a ballpark figure to keep in mind, I'd probably put aside between $7,000 to $10,000 to get something really quite nice to, you know.
That's going to give you a rock star website.
It'll give you something pretty good. Yep. And really, that's what you want. It's what you put in, you'll definitely get out.
Yeah.
Keep having a small budget, yeah, sure, you'll get it built. Will it do the things you want it to do? Probably not.
Yeah.
Spend that extra, you know, $3,000 or $4,000 and you'll really see the results.
Okay.
The biggest thing I find is with there's more room to move in a budget, you've got a greater arsenal of developmental plugins or a team ready to work on what you really want. And brand is the most important thing. So really put your money into branding yourself professionally to the level of the user's expectation. And really talk to your designer about the expectations of the user.
Well, you're getting into, look at that cloud coming in. We're going to get more rain. Hopefully not. It's going to get dark. You're really getting into an area that I'm passionate about, which is branding. And I'm really big on real estate professionals promoting their personal brand. And let me just rewind for one sec, because I know you guys are going, oh, $7,000 to $10,000, that's just going to blow my budget. I'd spend $1,200 or something like that. And perhaps you would. But think about this. What return are you going to get on that investment if you use it properly? And if you've got an average commission per sale of $5,000 to $10,000 or $12,000, I don't think it's a big investment. In fact, I think you're going to get a super good ROI on spending something like that, because it's going to put you a cut above. Like I keep saying, somebody woke up this morning in your area and decided to call in an agent. Chances are they're going to be typing Real Estate Agents Indooroopilly or Real Estate Agents Bondi or whatever it might be. Who's going to come up? Now, okay, realestate.com.au have got deep pockets. They spend goodness knows how much money and domain.
Hundreds of thousands.
Yeah.
Hundreds of thousands.
But there's other ways you can compete. The other thing that excites me with a website is how we can link to Facebook and other social media and YouTube.
Definitely, yeah.
Talk about that and how that relates to WordPress.
Sure, I'll just touch on it lightly because it gets quite in depth. But
don't be freaked out by this, by the way. So you don't need to do this initially. You just need a really good site. But when you're ready to take it to the next level.
Yeah, definitely. I like to look at it from a couple of different perspectives with social media. You've at the base level, you've got social media sharing. So you can, a user can come to your site. Let's say they're looking at a listing, and people love to share stuff, right? We know that because of Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah.
The beauty about it is, with a WordPress site, you can have a plugin that will add social media sharing.
Right.
So let's say they're looking at a listing, they can click the little Facebook icon, and they'll automatically share that page or that link.
Is that Monarch?
It is Monarch, yeah.
Monarch's one of the ones you could...
Yeah. Okay. And that's probably the tightest one and the cleanest one to use.
Okay.
You click on the Facebook icon and it automatically just shares that listing on your Facebook page. For example, hey, look, there's a really nice cottage on the lake. What do you think? You know, and it's great because you can share it with all your friends, or you can, you know, even after the sale is made, you know, you can share that.
Yep.
That sort of thing. And so that's the sharing. So that can plug into Instagram or Twitter, Google Plus. Google Plus is an interesting one. I don't know how many people are using it, but it will
seems to be a pretty big focus solely on Facebook at the moment.
Absolutely.
And I think the power around that is the ability to share an image. I look at what some real estate professionals, James Sexton in Mount Barker in the Adelaide Hills, has a wonderful relationship with photographers in his area, and they submit him photos, and his page has grown out of all proportion because he's showcasing what it's like. I think it's called, check it out, facebook.com, We Love the Adelaide Hills, or just do a search, We Love the Adelaide Hills, and you'll see what a great photo looks like and how you can share your photos and how people get onto that website and or onto that Facebook page and share photos. Rewind to my $7,000 to $10,000 ballpark, not holding you to anything, but does that include a branding element are you going to help me reinvent my crappy looking brand?
Within that 7 to 10 ballpark, I'd probably say no, because we only take care of the actual digital presence. From my experience and the way that my team and myself handle it, is we look at the branding first.
Okay.
So ballpark for branding, look at spending at least $1,500.
Okay.
That will get you a really, really good look, a logo, a branding suite. So we'll make sure that your color palette, and if there's like, we'll give you some directives on photography. Of course, photography is not included in the branding, but we'll give you some directives on how you should be visualized, how you should come across.
Yeah.
Once you've got a brand that's professionally created, it's worth its weight in gold. That's not a lot to spend.
Yeah.
There are companies that spend $50,000
on
a logo.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you're looking to do it on a decent budget, $1,500 is a great place to start.
If I'm a real estate professional and I want to do a minimum $100,000 a year or $150,000 or $200,000, why wouldn't I want the best looking website? And can I just make a point as well that it's 2015 and this gets stronger as every month goes by. I mean, ever since I picked Vinny up at the airport, we've been talking about different things that are trending, and I want to get into your trending list at the moment because that's pretty cool. But there's so much going on in the website environment at the moment that it's not like it's a part of your marketing. It's almost like it's the center point of your marketing. It's like your central focus. All things can lead back to that. In all of your marketing, in all of your offline marketing, you should be directing people to that. If you've got a special offer, it should be directing people to that. You want to poll people, you know, do a poll. You can connect with people in your area and your market. You just need to engage them. So, A, have a cracking looking website, and B, once they come into your sphere and you're connecting with them, you've got to be able to engage them.
I like to
and keep them engaged.
Absolutely. I like to think about it is you could have the nicest house in the street and you want to have a party, right? That's your website. Your website is that awesome house. How are you going to get people to your party?
The experience.
You've got to have all these satellite sort of functionalities like social media, and you've got different newsletter plugins, and you're really engaging offline and online in different areas to get people into that party.
Yeah.
That's once they're there, they'll want to come back.
Before we finish on the websites, just quickly, what kind of things as a real estate agent should I be featuring on my website? Obviously, my listings that I have, the typical buying, selling, contact. Keep it simple. Blog.
Yeah, sure. The blog is probably one of the most important things, but the blog only sort of works after you've gotten those people across the line to keep them coming back.
Yeah.
A website really, really needs, and they're simple points, and a lot of people forget about them, but it needs a really strong interaction point.
Yeah.
Or, for example, like a, you know, get in touch with us today. It's a button. It's just a contact link.
Yeah.
Because people need something to do when they're on the website. Good calls to action. Particularly with a real estate website, I'd have a subscription form. Say, you know, something like, you know, stay in touch, keep in the loop with what sort of
news. Can I keep you posted with values and sales in your area?
Yeah. What's the market going to be like? Yeah. Depends on the information you're tapping into, right?
Yeah.
But you can give your prospects all this kind of information once they've subscribed. great photography.
Yeah.
And a really, really strong brand that's professionally created.
Yeah.
I just want to make it really, really clear. I suppose personal taste should come second,
right,
to a professional's advice in terms of branding.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. And you're probably talking about colors,
fonts,
spacing, style.
Yeah.
Yeah. I totally agree. So, I mean, if you get sick, you don't try and fix it yourself. You go to the doctor. If your website's sick, go to the doctor.
Pretty much.
Check it out. Excitemedia.com. Can we talk about, ever since I picked you up at the airport, you and I have been talking about what's trending, what's cool. We've covered Uber. You just told me. Can we start with this one?
Yeah, sure.
Is it called BlackJet?
BlackJet.
Tell me about BlackJet. This is cool.
So a really a popular thing to do in countries now is instead of catching a taxi, you catch Uber, right?
Sure.
People love the experience.
You and I have used Uber and we love it.
I only use Uber.
Yeah.
And I only catch a taxi when I have to, right? But people love the experience. I love the experience personally. You get in and it's a guy's car. The guy welcomes you in, offers you some water, some mints. You know, from time to time, it's fun to get in a different car, you know.
And you don't need any cash because he's already got your credit card info.
It's GPS tracked.
You can see him arrive on your phone.
Exactly.
You guys know what I mean. You've used it, I'm sure.
You can see the driver who's driving the car.
Yeah.
And it could be anything from like a Honda Jazz to like an Audi TT that'll pick you up. And that's cool. I like that.
Yeah.
And this whole adaptive income sort of thing is trending at the moment. It's also moving into planes, apparently, right? Blackjet. I was having a look earlier and it may not be on my affordable end of the scale, but it's not for everyone. However, if you want to charter a jet, you can do that.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you want to grab a Learjet from, say, Toronto over to Calais in France, you can do that. But it's a fraction of the budget of, you know, owning one, obviously. And that's kind of cool. So
what else is trending?
As I was talking about just before with Uber, the whole adaptive income. Another thing that's sort of trending, and this is specifically in places like New York and, Paris, where people are quite busy. They live these hectic lives. Personal butlers. So if you want to make an extra, say, $150 a week, you can sign up to be a personal butler. The company will screen you, see, you know, obviously if you've got a good record and you're good looking.
Yep. Well, you and I'd be a lay down for that. It'd be easy.
Oh, mate, I'd be making millions. But, you know, this way you want to pick up a bit of cash, you're a student or whatever, yeah, you can sign up and just run errands for people.
Personal services.
Okay. Some people might think it's lazy, right? But it really allows you to achieve much more as the person who hires the butler. Yeah. It allows you to achieve much more.
They could go and stand in the line for theatre tickets for you.
You could do that. When the new iPhone comes out, you can pay them to camp.
Crazy.
Yeah.
What else is huge?
So it's only sort of a bit fresh, but the whole flexible work arrangements is also getting... I think it's very early days.
Yeah.
But it's going to trend a lot more fiercely in the next couple of years.
Define flexible work.
Well, in its early stages now, especially with the technology we have available, people don't need to go to work to complete tasks. Like, you can do it from home. We've got enough devices.
Because we're online.
Strong enough connections. People don't want to drive an hour to work. Like, you know, we were on the 401 the other day, and people don't want to commute an hour and a half just to do 7 hours of work.
The average North American, I don't know about the Australian stats, but the average North American commutes 2 hours a day. That's 10 hours a week.
Mm.
That's 40 hours a month.
It's pretty much the same in Australia.
It's crazy.
Yeah, in the big cities, definitely.
Yeah.
So why not use those hours wisely
and,
you know, work from home or work when you can? And I think we're also connected so well that it doesn't have to be 9 to 5.
Yeah.
I know personally, I get a lot more work done between the hours of 4 and 7.
Yeah.
When people are calm and collected and not rushed by everything else during the day. So, and bigger companies, you know, you may not be able to get to the BP head office for what you do, but you may not need to. So you can do that all the way from, say, 1,000 kilometers away.
Okay.
Because setting a task from 1,000 kays away is the same as setting a task from 50 centimetres away.
Yeah. Mm. And here we are sitting a couple of feet apart, but you and I could be having this and recording it. It'd be difficult to video it, but we could be recording it over a Skype call.
Yeah.
And it's the same. As long as you're connected, then the world is your oyster pretty much.
Yeah, well, communication's the key. If you have the tools to communicate, that's all you need.
Yeah.
And I think it's really going to take off, and you'll probably see a lot more employers offering... Yeah. Flexible work arrangements.
Yeah. So. Where is, back to real estate, where is online marketing going? Where is online marketing? Where is connectivity? What's going to happen next? Because everything seems to be happening so rapidly now.
Yeah. I think the whole sharing is definitely going to increase in...
Like the Uber model? That kind
of thing? Well, yeah. I mean, if you're looking at from like that adaptive income and creating jobs, I think, you know, I'm no expert in forecasting employment, but let's say you're a real estate company. I mean, you're having trouble getting agents maybe, or the agents aren't performing as well as you like. Why not hire the actual the owners or people that are in that region to sell the house, because they'll have the best knowledge. It could be that they adapt that same model, that, you know, personal service, you know, you'll have the knowledge about the house and the street.
Well, who would have thought 5 years ago something like Uber would have popped up? Who would have thought 10 years ago, or even less, something like Facebook would have popped
exactly
up?
Right.
So these things are happening. I personally think our industry is vulnerable to a certain extent from a technological sense, the things that are happening so quickly.
Yeah.
And if somebody creates an Uber for real estate, I don't know what it's going to look like, but I think it's really going to shake up our industry. I still believe very strongly and firmly that a great real estate professional can help their seller achieve a better result in less time and create a really good real estate experience. And I think that probably would have changed by now if that wasn't the case. But there are some terrific people out there in real estate world who are building awesome businesses, leveraging technology, leveraging social media. They've got great looking websites, and all power to them. But I just don't know. Like, you wake up tomorrow, what's the world going to look like? It's just, things are changing so fast.
I think you need to expect it to change.
Yeah.
And if you don't expect it to change, then I think there will be a point where you'll have to make that change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or your clients are simply going to be choosing your competitor.
Correct.
Because they've built a better mousetrap.
Because they're connected. They've got the finger on the pulse.
Yeah.
They know how to communicate with the seller and with the buyer. If you look at everybody's on their phone these days, and you need to know how to communicate to those people.
Yeah.
If you don't know how to do that, then you're going to lose.
You're going to miss out.
Yeah, definitely.
So the message from us, or from me specifically, with Vinny, is that if you're looking to take your personal brand to the next level, don't be afraid to make the investment. Talk to Vinny. I'm going to put his details in the show notes with this podcast and with this video interview. So check it out. Go to excitemedia.com.
.au.
Thank you.
All good.
And if we can I give your email address?
Sure, why not?
vinny@excitemedia.com.au. Thanks, bud.
No problem.
It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks so much for your help.
Can't wait to get in the water.
Okay, let's go do it. Cheers, everybody.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Top Agents Playbook podcast. For show notes from this episode, recent podcasts, and lots more, go to topagentsplaybook.com.